It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the next room. I just find it fascinating that here we are in a time, a digital age, where we can connect with people all over the world. And I was on Twitter because it's one of my favorite mediums. I know it's crazy, but I just find the most interesting people there on an international level. And I'm always following, you know, death, dying, grief people, people, funeral directors, you name it, anybody that has anything to do with the death and dying industry, because that's what the next room is all about. So I found this gentleman and it's this incredible app. It's called Once I've Gone. His name is Ian Dibb. He's from the UK. And I found I started following him on Twitter, and then I sent a private message and said, oh my gosh, I'd love to have you on the next room. And then one of his people got back to me and said, oh yeah, that would be great. We'll have Ian contact you. So one thing led to another, and bum-ba-da-da, Ian Dibb from Once I've Gone, which is an app that we're going to tell you all about. It's extraordinary. I've already signed up, and I cannot wait to start utilizing the program. Welcome to the next room.
Hello, and thanks for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Oh, it's so cool to be able to look at you, and here you are, it's 5 o'clock where you live, and it's, 9 in the morning where I am in California. Gotta love technology. So, Ian, Once I've Gone is an actual app that you've designed and developed, and I love when people create things out of necessity. And for you, you created this because both your mom and your sister, they died within a few years of one another. And both of them, from what I've read, did not leave you a plan or instructions on their affairs or even what type of funeral or memorial they wanted. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So my sister was 28 and she sadly took her own life after 10 years of bipolar. I was in New Zealand at the time. I flew back for my sister's funeral, and it was during that time that my mum was diagnosed with terminal cancer. So it was a double whammy in 2 weeks. I flew back from New Zealand, and we had mum with us for 18 months until she passed away in January. As you said, neither of them had planned for their own death, and it was made it more difficult for us as their kids. Grieving the loss of a loved one and trying to organize their estates at the same time is just massively difficult. And it's an ongoing problem today.
Yeah, it is. And, I think that people generally seem to be a little, it's uncomfortable. They don't want to talk about it. And it's as natural as birth. We come on the planet and we're going to exit the planet. And that in between time, what we have, our life, is what we make of it. And first of all, I'm so sorry about your sister. I mean, that has got to be really, really a painful, you just think about the torture that someone goes through to actually remove themselves. But they're in that kind of pain. So they figure the only way out is just to be done with it and to leave. So I'm very sorry for your loss.
Yeah, thank you.
And then your mom. So both of these important women in your life, they both die within a couple years of one another. When did this idea for Once I've Gone, when did it pop in your head?
It was strange. We were having a family dinner, and I just said, this whole process, I was sat down with my younger sisters and said, the whole process it's crazy. We plan for everything. We plan for christenings. We plan for birthdays. Everything we plan for, but death, which is the one given, is the one bit we don't plan for. We leave it completely open. And I just said, there's got to be a better way. People have got to do this. We now live in an age where everything is digital, but yet we don't take advantage of that. And in ignoring it, all we're doing is making life harder for those we love. So in the same way as you take out insurance policy, you don't benefit from that yourself, but you do absolutely understand that your house mortgage will be paid off and your kids are looked after and your wife or husband is looked after. Once I've Gone is exactly the same. It's a fantastically simple platform to use. And you know it's a gift of unconditional love because your family are going to get it at a time they need it the most.
Mm. wow, you're so right. It's like, you know, you have this insurance policy or you do all these other things and, you know, not, you know, obviously to take care of your loved ones once you've passed. So let's talk about the actual app and how it works, because I signed up immediately just to get in there and play around just to see what it was all about. And it's, let me just say right off the bat, it's super affordable. You have a free version, which gives you, you know, a few things, and then you have one that you charge for, which is actually super reasonable. It's like, what, I don't know, €5 a month or something?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a monthly fee of $4.99 or an annual fee of £49.
Okay. And so with the free version, you know, you just get the basics, right? So what comes with that?
So what we wanted to do is make sure that all of our users, wherever they are, have the ability to make sure that if something happens to them, their loved ones are given their final wishes. So the ability to record, this is a send-off. I want to be buried. I want cremation. These are the songs I want. These are the people I want notified. And so that sits within the free version. We have a fantastic section called Organize, where we help you upload the details of all of your important policies. So where is my will? Where is my life insurance? Where is my car insurance? What utilities do I own? What gym memberships do I have? So we help you through that process as well. And then in the premium section, we have the ability to leave video messages for friends and loved ones. We have the ability to upload a digital copy of all of your files. So that might be a video, it might be some photos, it might be an old family recipe, all the key information that you want to get passed on to your loved ones. And we've spoken to individuals who've said, I just really wish mum had given me that recipe, or I really wish I knew that information. What we want to happen within the site is for you to be able to have everything. So we don't limit you on data. We don't limit you on what you upload. What we do have is the ability to have every single thing in one unique platform, which is secure and really simple to use.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's so brilliant because, I mean, we have our will and we have a living trust, and I've taken photographs of different jewelry pieces that I want to designate for the children, and but everything's all over the place and I've been going crazy. And my sister gave me a book, like it's called I'm Dead Now What. It's just like a little workbook. But then I stumbled on this and I'm like, that's it. We live in a digital age and everything can be kept in one secure area. So let's talk about secure, because it's going to be the number one question that everybody's going to go, yeah, but is my information secure, especially with all the cyber breaches and all the stuff that's been going on and the hacking? How do I know that once I upload all this very important information that no one is ever going to be able to access it other than myself and my loved ones?
Well, to start with, the whole site is built around security, as you can imagine. Data security, this information you upload is only visible to you. So you and you alone, the team at Once I've Gone have no access to this information. And security has always been at the heart of the company. So we, as with the companies developed, we make the site more and more secure. So we've just added two-factor authentication upon sign-in, which I think is the industry standard now. We have multi-factor authentication, 256-bit encryption across the site. The site is stored using Windows Azure, and there's additional levels of encryption a team have built in. And it's all about making sure that we can make their site as easy as possible to use, but also maintaining those levels of security that give our users confidence in adding these documents to the platform.
Wow. Okay, good. So everything's secure. So I love the aspect of being able to leave a message because, you know, I have a little small recording studio, but most people don't have that or have access to do that or wouldn't even know where to begin. So if you want to leave someone a message, how are you doing that? Are you videotaping something on your phone and then you can upload it to the site? Like is audio and video?
You can choose a simple text message. You can choose an audio file. You can video yourself on your laptop or on your smartphone. What we want people to do is really when they're just out with their kids or out with their husband, just shoot a little video with somebody they really love. Don't tell them you're videoing it. And then just leave the message that goes along with it. So I've lots of pictures of my little girl playing on the beach. She's never seen these videos. She never will until there's a point I'm no longer with her. And I think what's so powerful about this is I can't remember what my mum sounds like or my sister sounds like. And for me, I've got photos of them everywhere, but I would give anything to hear the sound of their voice one more time. And what we find is the people we speak to, they've all have that fear of, I don't want to be forgotten. I don't want my kids to forget who I am, which is why we don't limit the amount of videos you can add. You can add as many videos as you want for each of the different important people in your life. And yes, it's as simple as doing it from your phone. So whenever you inspire to create a video for a loved one, create the video on your phone, upload it straight into Once I've Gone. And that video will be sent to them at a time they really will cherish it.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk. I'm reeling here because I'm thinking, like, I need the premium package. Like, I'm going to hang up after this and sign up and start this because this is really so up my alley. And I've thought about it so many times, like the things I've wanted said. I've written love letters to my children. They don't know. I know where they are, and it's going to be indicated where they can find them. But to be able to leave them audio, and of course they're going to have so much audio of me because I've had a 30-year career in the business, but someone that is just, you know, a mom somewhere on the planet that wants to leave their loved one. And quite frankly, we never know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen in 5 minutes, let alone in 5 years. So to just go through life and to think that it just goes on is ridiculous because things happen. Every single moment, we just never know. Every moment is a gift. And you're right about the voice thing. Oh my goodness. I was fortunate enough to save all my voicemails and I video after my mom left almost 10 years ago. I took advantage of my dad. Like I would, every time I sat with him, you know, he was in his 80s and I would like secretly record him. I'd say, hey dad, tell me the story about when you were in the Navy and you got on the wrong ship. On the way to Cuba. And so he would tell it and I was videotaping him. Well, that I have those. So those would be great to be able to upload to pass on to my children and maybe their children someday so that they could see their great, great grandfather, you know, tell a funny story about getting on the wrong ship. So I love that. So there's no limit to how much data you can put up.
No, absolutely. We feel we want to help people preserve those really important messages and memories. Because once you've lost that loved one, you can't have access to that information again. So we want to make sure that you try and get all that key information on board for your family, for your kids, for your grandkids. It's a way of creating a forward-thinking family tree.
A forward-thinking family tree. I got to write that down. I love this. I love this idea. Have you found, like, how long has it been going now?
So we came up with the original idea in 2009 after my mum passed away. But the site you see today was launched in late 2014. We've just been spending our time making it better and better and easier for people to use.
And how are you feeling that it's being received? Like, I love that I have this platform that I can get this information out for you because I'm sitting here and just thinking everybody needs this. Everyone needs this. Everyone that is an old school that gets it, that understands that digitally to be able to save things and pass on recipes and family photos and videos will get this. I mean, this is really kind of it's a sign of our times and it makes so much sense.
Yeah, we've had a fantastic response from all the people we're using it. So and it's not just in the UK, globally, the people who've contacted us and said we're using the platform, it's made such a difference to us. It's really touching. So the whole team are 100% behind our mission to make life just that little bit easier for those left behind.
Right.
And it doesn't need to be changing the world. But if I can make a loved one's life a little bit easier, I can tell them that this is a location of all their documents. So, you know, it's just easier. If I can tell you how much that person loved you via a video, that's made that bit a little bit easier as well. And that's all we're trying to do as a company, you know, make life easier. At the end of the day, our members are the most important people in the world to us. We want to work with them. We want to create a platform these people love and trust. And we want to be there with them growing as they use it.
Right. So there's support system too. So if I get on the site, I sign up and I'm like, what do I do? How do I begin? You have people that I can speak with or ask questions to? Good. Okay. So there's all kinds of support built into this. What do you, you know, where do you feel that we go? Like this is, we're here and we have this life experience and it's so rich and so beautiful and there's so much love as well as pain. But what do you feel, Ian, is next?
So in terms of like an afterlife, is that, so yeah. I became a Christian 2 years ago. My mum was a Christian, my sister was a Christian, and I, for a long time, I fought with it because how could a God take away my sister and mother? Now sure. I'm really cross. But then I was invited along to an alpha group, and I went along and instantly felt a massive peace as I walked into the room. And since then, I've had visions of my mother and sister, and it's been, and it's not just me imagining this. You know, I very much believe that my mother and sister are part of me, and they're with me on this journey. And it wakes me up in the morning. It keeps when I'm working late at night, they're there with me. They inspire me. This is all for them. So I believe that we are part of something much bigger than ourselves. We are part of something which we're here for such a short time. It makes no sense for us to be here at all. So there must be something bigger than what we are. So my view is we are here to learn. But the most important thing, and this is something I share with my children, is just be good people and make life better. So all I ask of you is, I don't care whether you become a bin man or a vet or a neurosurgeon or a scientist, just be a good person and leave this world better than when you came into it. And that's my whole kind of ethos on life, really. Just be a good person, make a difference.
Wow. Yep. From your lips to God's ears, just be a good person. It's so important, more so than ever, you know, going through all this COVID-19 and now all of the civil unrest that we're facing because racism is still such a big issue. It's an issue everywhere in the world, but in the United States, we're really going through some pains right now. Mm-hmm. And I keep thinking that we have to break through to the other side at some point. That the conversation, I'm sorry that we're still having it in 2020, but obviously it's something that has never really been addressed. And it's really being addressed right now. So I think it's so important to be a good person. Leave the planet better than when you found it, you know?
That's it. If you do that, then the world will be a far better place.
Yeah, no kidding. So you're on the next room. My guest today is Ian Dibb. He's in the UK. I love the accent, of course. Once I've Gone is the app. So if you're curious and you're sitting there going, what is this? I have to have this. Just go to onceivegone.com. That's it, right?
Onceivegone.com. Address.
Yeah, super easy. And you can just kind of sign in. Now, here's something that I noticed. So because I'm interviewing Ian, I have to do my research and everything. So I signed up right away and I just did the free plan because I wanted to get in there and just nose around before. And I wanted to interview him before I did this. So I'm looking around and every single time I go back on and it says to log in, I would log in my name and it would say, okay, we just sent a security code number to your phone. And at first I was like, why? Maybe it's not working. Why do I have to keep doing that? Because most sites, once you sign on, even my bank recognizes my face on my phone and that's it. I don't have to put in another code. And I kept thinking, why is this happening? And then it hit me, security. So I love that. So here I am. I got on just to poke around and look around on it. And I realized that is a great way to know that the person that's signing on to the information is that person. Now, okay, I'm on. I've bought the package. I've loaded my videos. I've got my messages to my children. All my documents are stored. How do I let them know? I mean, how are they going to access, say that, you know, I leave? How do Thomas and Betty find my information?
So what you would do as an account holder, you would add Thomas and Becky as trusted contacts. So you go to the trusted contact section within the site, and then you would click add Thomas, add his email address, add their relationship to you. They would receive an email saying you have asked to be a trusted contact. This is a role. It's not a legal role, but by doing so, you are going to make life far easier for your loved ones. So then you get notified if they accept it, you get notified. If they decline it, you also get notified as well. So you're completely in control of your trusted contacts.
Okay.
If you have, let's say your husband is one of your trusted contacts and sadly you got divorced, you can also take these people off as well. So you maintain who has access to your information, and the information is only made available upon your death as well. So you can upload all that information and it's securely stored until at the time they need it the most.
Okay, good. So then, but then how does that notification happen? So Thomas and Betty are on there. They're my contacts and my husband.
Yep.
So the three of those people, they know and they all accept. And then I go and I leave for the next room. Then how are they, do they then sign on the account and then everything comes to them?
So they would go into their own account. So by being a trusted contact, we'll set up an account for all of your trusted contacts. They go into their own site, and then what they do is go onto the notify section. From that notify section, they choose the individual who's passed away, click on that, and then we require some specific information from each of those trusted contacts. If that information matches and they're all putting the same information in, we notify the account holder. And if you're still alive, you get to cancel it. If not, the information is sent to those trusted contacts. Okay. But they only receive the information which is set for them. They don't have any access to those video messages. The only people who receive those messages are the people who are there, the message was intended for.
Okay. Wow. This is so good. You guys have really covered your bases. excuse me. I'm speaking to Ian from Once I've Gone. It's an app that I'm so amazed. I just cannot wait to tell everyone about it. It's just, it makes so much sense. It seems like it's going to make life a lot easier. And truly, isn't that what it's all about? Like after we're gone, I mean, I'm thinking about it. I'm 59 years old and I'm healthy and I hope to be here into my 90s. I tell my son all the time, I'm like, oh, I want to live till I'm at least 98. So I can just bother you just one more time, you know, just enough. But we don't really know. None of us really know what the end game is. You know, we're all going to live and we're all going to die. It's just a matter of how and when. So to be prepared, to me, feels really good. Like I don't want my children to go, what the heck? You know, mom and dad didn't have a will. Mom and dad didn't have, you know, because then things are stuck in probate. And, you know, like just this home alone, we're fortunately, we have two children. So it's 50-50, which is great. And they know that because that's in a document. But so would we upload our will as well? Could that be stored digitally or how does that work?
Yeah, so you can store everything. So what we recommend is uploading a copy of your will, life insurance, shares, property deeds, everything you feel would make life easier for your loved ones. So it can be every single type of policy, because all of a sudden you might think, actually, most of my policies are in a digital format now. And they might be emailed to you and sit on your email server. And if they're sat on your email server, your kids would have no access to them. And this happens for me. So I buy a lot of my stuff online. So if I buy my life insurance online and it comes emailed to me, my wife knows I've got life insurance but wouldn't know the location of it. And if she can't access my email, how is she going to access that document? So what we're saying is take that document from your email account and put it into Once I've Gone. Put every single document in there. And one great thing and an easy way of doing it is look at your bank account. Look at the monthly outgoings and you'll see the payments which is going on insurance and mortgages and pensions and utility bills. Upload all those details because that's a great starting point. And then it once you've got all those documents uploaded, you know you've made life easier. And we also do history of storage as well. So if you uploaded a will in 2012 and in 2020 your will's changed, we still keep the will from before. So that as the family are going through the estate, they can see when the will had changed and what changed within the will. So hopefully this will kind of remove those kind of arguments that happen and will disputes and contentious probate because the family have access to all those information. And as we're saying, it's that conversation starter. Let your kids know you're planning for end of life. Sit down with them, tell them how you use the platform and tell them what a difference it's made to you.
Yeah, no kidding. The recording is so important because, you know, my father passed away and there were a couple things that he wanted to gift. And he verbally had told a few of us. And after he was gone, you know, there was a dispute because somebody didn't feel that somebody else should get what my dad said he should have. And so, what a drag. Like, I wish I would have videotaped my dad saying what he had told me over the phone. And so this will get rid of all of that nastiness that can occur with greed, because let's face it, it just happens. It happens in families all the time. And everybody says, oh, not my family. We have the best family ever. We would never, you know, do that over things. And it happens. And it's like mind blowing to me. I could care less about anything except the people in my life. The love that I've collected along the way is what's important. So, but a lot of people need stuff. So this would get rid of all of that, because I guess that would that would be upheld in court, right? If you have a video of somebody saying in right mind and saying this belongs to so and so.
So what we've created is what's called an expression of wishes. What do you want to happen to you? So it's, I would like, let's say you've got a lovely watch that one of your grandkids absolutely adores. It might be a watch, it might be some jewelry, it might be an item of clothing. You upload a copy of that into Once I've Gone with the recipient's details. We say that this isn't a legally binding document. If you want this to be legally binding, please do add it to your will. It's really important. Right. What we're trying to say is this should complement what you've got in your will. And we recommend that at least one of your trusted contacts is also listed as an executor in your will. Therefore, you're removing any areas of friction, because the two people are connected. The family are aware that these are your expression of wishes. This is what I want to happen to me. This personal stuff is very important to me, and I hope you do carry it out. But we do say if this has to be legally binding, add it to your will. It's important we get our wills updated anyway. So we should update our wills every couple of years. This is a great opportunity for those really valuable items. Put it in a will as well.
Right. With stuff, you know, like I have a place in our will where I can just like handwrite it down. Our lawyer said, nah, you don't have to have that. It doesn't, that's just like those list of items, like a locket or a watch or things like that. You can just verbally say that. So if you're on video and you're saying this locket goes to my daughter, Betty, you know, my son is not going to dispute that, you know, because, you know, he knows I'll come back and, you know, switch him.
So. Well, it's all, I think that the difficulty is when we don't talk about death and we don't address it with our kids, then what we're just doing is making life harder for them. If you say, kids, everything's a Once I've Gone, here's who I'm leaving this to. You know, once again, you're making it easier because you've started that conversation. So it doesn't become a shock to them. They know what's happening. And I think that kids are a bit nervous about talking to their parents about this, and parents don't want to upset their kids. But in doing so, we're just making life harder. Why not make it easier? Have a conversation, sit down there, celebrate your life. And that's what we try and do with Once I've Gone.
That's awesome. Wow, this was a quick half hour. Ian Dibb is my guest, Once I've Gone, on The Next Room. Onceivegone.com is where you will find this fabulous app. And I encourage you just to go on, sign in, just to poke around and see if it's something that you may want to do, because I'm a fan. And especially after meeting you and being able to speak with you and hear your motive for doing this is really to make life easier. And as you said earlier, just be a good person. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I'm really, really grateful. Nice to meet you.
It's been a pleasure. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, I have a feeling we're going to talk again real soon.
No, I hope so. It's for me, this is what it's all about. It's working with people who are prepared for life, and being prepared for death means you live the best life you possibly can.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.